Today's podcast is brought to you by our fantastic Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
What is this, St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I just want you to know, I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Cada mea, gotta remember it now. Cada mea fulci.
Maya meter a midgement. Remember that name.
I have trouble speaking Gaelic and English.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Oh, they better not try it then. You have to make it up as you go. I can make up 1,000 songs, so I can. Can you?
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I may be Irish, but I'm not dumb enough to say I'm not dumb. That's up to somebody else to say I'm not dumb. You know, that's one of those things. But that's how dumb he is.
Well, I just want you to know, I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
Shut up. You're an embarrassment to the race, the human race. Good Lord. And his son. Now the New York Times is admitting that the laptop was not Russian disinformation. Now that it's too late. It's just, man, the stuff these people get away with, it really is breathtaking. All right. 844-500-4242. The Iceman says, I was involved in the first day of the air war over Bosnia in 1995. NATO/United Nations launched over 400 aircraft against the Serbs on first strike. The majority were U.S. combat aircraft. The Germans sent 6 fighters. That's it. Don't count on them to lift a finger to help. I know. 844-500-4242. 617, I signed on the dotted line at 18. When I signed up, I had to sign a form that said I was willing to kill or be killed on behalf of the United States. This is a volunteer military. When you sign, you're signing a contract with the government. If you don't like what the government does, don't sign. It's your choice. I understand that. And, you know, I certainly don't want to bring back the draft. It didn't work at the end when it was done away with 50 years ago. It certainly is never going to work today. But, you know, a lot of people want to, you know, do the right thing and serve their country. And, you know, you learn a trade, you get the GI Bill benefits. There are any number of reasons for joining the military, but you don't want to think that your life is going to be thrown away for somebody with a man bun to virtue signal, you know, I mean, or to change the subject from the mismanagement of the current administration. I mean, you know, I think it's terrible what's going on in Ukraine, and I'm sorry they're suffering, but it's not everything is our fight. You know, you don't just walk into fights, whether it's in a mall parking lot or a bar room or the bathroom in the middle school. You don't just walk in and start punching people out because you don't know what's going to happen. All right. 844-500-4242. The Chump Line is brought to you today by the Nauset Beach Inn. Check out their spring and fall golf package. The special golf room rate includes 2 full rounds with cart at the Captain's Course in Brewster. Details at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
I heard that Joe Biden's going to visit the Malachi Stone today.
You know, people have been texting me. You do know, Howie, that the locals like to urinate on the Blarney Stone. You know, I didn't hear that story until after I'd kissed the Blarney Stone. It might affect it if I had to do it again, but I didn't know it at the time. I was 13 years old, so what can I say?
To commemorate an unfortunate event in Irish history, Joe Biden is bringing famine to the United States of America.
Let's hope not. It certainly seems like the price of food is going to go through the roof.
Joe Biden's going to get us free nuclear energy, measured in megatons.
Again, I repeat, let's hope not. Let's hope not. I don't know. I don't think we're going to get into a war. And you know what? This is the first time since he became president that, you know, when he says there's not going to be a no-fly zone, I say, thank God, he did the right thing. Literally, this is the first time I've said that since in the 14 months he's been president that I've agreed with something he did. But, you know, the old thing about the broken clock being right twice a day.
I may be stupid, but I'm not Irish. Wait a minute.
You know, it's amazing that he didn't say it that way.
Is it true that Jussie Smollett has gone into hiding because his attacker has been set free?
Did you see? Oh, he suffered so much. He was in there for 6 days and he only drank ice water. Oh, I've never understood this whole thing about hunger strikes. You know, it's your call, Pat. Your call, Bal. You don't want to eat? No one's going to force the food down your throat.
Get ready, Bal.
Lovey, did you hear all that booing when Governor Hochul showed up at the Knicks hockey game? I haven't heard that much booing since opening night of A Civil Action. Or the last time I pretended to be Irish at that awful St. Patrick's Day breakfast.
Oh, that reminds me of some of Bulger's greatest lines. He about John Kerry, he used to say, you know, his initials are JFK, just for Keddy. And then he would say, he's only Irish every sixth year, meaning when he was running for re-election. And then when he, remember he was caught when the first Gulf War started, he was sending out different letters. If you said you were against the war, he said, I'm against the war too. If you said you were for the war, he'd send you a letter saying he was for the war. So one of his constituents, I guess, wrote an ambiguously worded letter. And so he sent him back first a letter saying he was for the war, and then he sent him the same guy a letter the same day that he was against the war. And so that happened. And right before the breakfast, and Billy Bulger said, Senator Kerry's here today. You know, he's on our side. It was touch and go there for a while.
I won't let NATO send pictures of my naked friend Vladimir Gluten to Ukraine because the Iranians might use them to mortar fire him.
That's two in a row from that guy. That was excellent yesterday, and it was a superb one today. The Uraniums.
There are rumors suggesting that the New York Times is now considering merging its news department with either the Babylon Bee or the Onion due to some innocuous reports over a few random laptops a couple of years ago.
Isn't it amazing, though? You know, they just... They've never given back the Pulitzer Prize that guy Walter Duranty got for lying about the fact that the Russians were killing. By the way, the Russians killed millions of Ukrainians in the famine back in the 1930s. They wanted to wipe out the petite bourgeoisie, as they called them. And this guy Herbert Duranty, Walter Duranty, wrote article after article covering up for Stalin, saying there was no famine, there was no hunger, that they were having a record bountiful harvest. And he got the Pulitzer Prize. He knew it was all BS, and they have never ever given it back. And the Pulitzer Prize Committee, which is basically just the New York Times Auxiliary and the Washington Post, they said, oh, you don't have to give it back. It's not, no problem. No problem.
There are rumors suggesting that the New York Times is...
The left is more concerned about the people of Ukraine than they are about easing the American people's pain. Protect their border. Leave ours in disorder. After all, they need the illegals to continue their reign.
Exactly. Why does anyone, why do so few people talk about this? The fact that, you know, Hunter talks about it sometimes with that, that slick Republican congresswoman from Miami last night. He says, you know, you're concerned about the Ukrainian border. What about our border? That's, I mean, isn't that, everybody always says, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. We don't have a border right now.
Ibermed, today we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, Ibermed, when St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland, which is how us Kennedys ended up in America.
Yeah, I've heard variations on that one before, but it seems appropriate for the occasion. Happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all.
Dr. Fauci here. Mayor Wu wanted me to be the Grand Marshal at this year's St. Patrick's Day parade, but this leprechaun outfit's just too big for me.
He gave an interview to the Washington Post, and he said he's concerned that when the Republicans take control in November, that they're going to have, as he put it, Benghazi hearings. Good. Another reason to vote Republican.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, press 2 for the chump line, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more messages later on, we use a lot of the messages we didn't use just now at around 7 o'clock every weeknight, Eastern Daylight Time. Chopped Chumps. It's a whole brand new chump line, a second chump line of the day. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The chump line is brought to you today by the Nauset Beach Inn. Check out their spring and fall golf package. The special golf room rate includes 2 full rounds of golf at the Captain's Course in Brewster. Details at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
I won't let NATO send pictures of my naked friend Vladimir Gluten to Ukraine because the Iranians might use them to mortar fire him.
It's got to be tough to decide who they're rooting for, you know, because, I mean, the Ukrainians are paying Hunter. The Russians are paying Hunter. And we don't even know how much the Russians are paying him. So, you know, how do you pick? How do you pick? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
And if I may, you asked about Hunter Biden's laptop. You also, in October 2020, dismissed it as Russian disinformation. Do you stand by that assessment?
Again, I'd point you to the Department of Justice and Hunter Biden's representatives. I'm a spokesperson for the United States. He doesn't work for the United States.
I beg to disagree. He's a bag man for the chief executive officer of the federal government, the United States of America. He's got to have some kind of union protection. You know, he's got to be a member. Is it he's a member of the International Brotherhood of Bagmen. I don't know if it's a NAGE or an SEIU local, but they got to have some kind of union representative. He's got civil service protection, damn it. He used to ride around to China on Air Force Two. What a cop out. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Solti. Solti is a soft gel capsule made with a super enriched extract from green tea, and it is decaffeinated. Solti has helped millions maintain lower cholesterol levels and a healthier heart. Pay attention to your good health. Go to solti.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. Enter Howie at checkout to get $40 off with free shipping. It seems like a good product. I just started taking it. It takes a while to figure out what your cholesterol level is. But if your doctor tells you you have a high cholesterol level, this is something to consider. SOLTEA.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden finish his first term?
I don't think he is.
74% say no.
74%. Okay. 844-500-4242. Let's play some Biden cuts here. We're going to take a lot of calls here, but I want to just start spreading the green around. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Cut 32.
Thank you for allowing me to come back home, come up here and speak.
Come home? Where was he?
Washington, D.C.
Wait a second. I thought he was from Scranton, or he was from some a little steel town in Delaware, or he was from Wilmington, Delaware. I didn't know he was from Washington, D.C.
Well, that's where he lives right now. That's where he calls home.
Okay.
I don't know why he said that.
He doesn't know why he said it either. There's nothing like an Irish toast for this fine broth of a day. Cut 33.
Well, my grandmother had one. She said, "May those who love us, and those who don't, may they turn their ankles so we know they're coming by their limp."
Aren't they supposed to rhyme?
They're supposed to at least make sense. I mean, that's the minimum a toast is required to do. Isn't it something like may the wind be at your back always or something like that? That's the traditional one, I think. Patricia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Howie. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
To agree with Carol, and I'd like to add to what she had to say about absolutely not going into Ukraine. Everyone is crying for Ukraine, and absolutely we are sorry for what we see happening. But we need to cry for this country first. We witnessed a year of mayhem, theft, and murder go unchecked in the United States. We heard the stories of children murdered in their beds while they slept in Chicago. We saw babies shot in their...
Yeah.
In their strollers, fathers murdered in front of their children. Were they just collateral damage? And where is our outrage for them? And for all of you who want to put signs in your yard, you're doing a great job, because there are mothers in this country crying for their dead children.
Thank you, Patricia. That's a heartfelt statement. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Yeah, what good does a sign do? You know, I mean, I can understand more of a sign for a politician, because a politician can get you a job. I mean, why are you trying to put a sign up to signal that you're morally superior to your neighbor who doesn't have a sign in his yard? What kind of silliness is that? All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Grace Curley has got the lead story right now on SpectatorWorld.com. The boosters will continue until morale improves. It's a good story. It's a good story. Just check it out. She'd like to get a lot of hits here. I'm just looking at it right now. It's a surprise, surprise. Pfizer's CEO thinks a fourth shot is necessary. Albert Bourla. I looked up his salary today when I was editing this for her. Before the panic started in 2019, he made $17.9 million. $17.9 million. I mean, what's he making now? Their profits have tripled, quadrupled. Love to know how much he's making now. But I loved it when he said it's a fourth booster shot will be necessary. Yeah, for your bottom line, for your next quarterly report, who else needs it? 844-500-4242. We talked a couple months ago to a state rep from New Hampshire, Leah Cushman. She's a registered nurse from Ware, New Hampshire. And she'd introduced a legislation to make ivermectin easier to obtain at the pharmacies. It was approved yesterday, her bill. I don't know if Sununu's going to sign it. I assume he is. But this is from WMUR, the controversial debate over treating COVID-19 with the drug ivermectin. You know, that's horse medicine. That's what they say on CNN. Made it to the floor of the New Hampshire House on Wednesday with the Republican majority voting to make it easier to obtain the drug at pharmacies. On a 183-159 vote, I assume that was generally party line vote, the House approved legislation allowing pharmacists to make ivermectin available via standing order. And she, Leah Cushman, said a standing order is a prescriptive protocol written by a physician or nurse practitioner that allows a pharmacist to dispense a medication without an individual prescription. So that's good news. I don't understand. You know what the problem was? Trump mentioned ivermectin, so it had to be bad, just like a secure border is bad because Trump was for it.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Full employment, Trump was for it, so they're against it. Trump didn't like inflation, they love it. Low gas prices, ditto. All these things. Keeping Putin under control, same thing. 844-500-4242. I got this one today. I think I got this yesterday, but I wanted to mention it. You know, they're blaming Putin for everything. This is from a friend of mine. He emailed me. Why is it that my oil delivery for my house went down 30 cents a gallon and I filled four trucks up today for 40 cents less? He has a business. I thought these were Putin's price hikes. The war is escalating, so why shouldn't gas go up? Do I thank Putin for saving the money? Yes, you do. But that makes you a traitor. A traitor. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple more Biden cuts. And now, we have a regular quote. It's really in the rotation all the time. It's Joe Namath, the legendary quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback for the New York Jets, and before that, the Crimson Tide of Alabama. And he was drunk when he was being interviewed. And what did he say, Taylor?
And we built a sense of community to restore hope. And
I'm struggling.
Struggling. He said struggling.
I'm struggling.
Okay. So today, Joe Biden does him one better.
And we build a sense of community to restore hope in those struggling.
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 Struggling. Would you rather be struggling or struggling?
Struggling.
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 Oh, Lord. 844-500-42.
Struggling.
Struggling.
Struggling. All right. Cut 17.
In 1990, by a dear friend, a late father, Jim Traynor, who gathered a group of friends in a tough neighborhood, used to be an all-Irish neighborhood back at the turn of the 20th century, but is now a minority neighborhood. It's in trouble.
It's a minority neighborhood in trouble. Why? Because colored kids, as he put it, live there. You know, poor kids can be as smart as white kids. How many more times can he just slur people and get away with it? And plus, he mentioned back at the turn of the 18th century. That would be 1700. I don't think there were a lot of people in Delaware, period, in 17. There were some. I'm pretty sure there were no Irish people in Delaware in 1700. And if they were indentured servants, by the way. 844-500-4242. Cut 11.
And I just want to thank you. 100,000 welcomes. I never pronounce it correctly, but it's Kada Mia. Got to remember it now. Kada Mia Fulci. Is that right? Fulci, thank you. 100,000 welcomes.
Yeah, Bulger used to have that behind him on the St. Patrick's Day. I think it's C-E-A-D space M-A-I-L-T-E, something like that anyway. It's I don't speak Gaelic myself. My grandmother spoke it, apparently. But
I have trouble speaking Gaelic and English.
Yeah, we've noticed. We've noticed. Let's have some more stuff. I'm fascinated with Grandpa Finnegan. Abram Ambrose Finnegan, as he described him today. Cut 9.
And I got to speak to the Irish people at Dublin Castle and thought about my Grandpa Finnegan. We also visited Trinity College, and my Grandpa Finnegan was a student of Irish history, and a magnificent place, but he always would point out to me Trinity College was built to wipe out Catholicism in the island.
He vivided. Okay. Cut 8.
In fact, 6 years ago, three generations of my family walked along the Garden Street in Ballina in County Mayo, like our forebearers, the Blewitts, did.
Our forebearers did.
Fairbearers.
Our fairbearers did. Did they have the Charlie card?
You know, the four bears. There was Papa Bear, Mama Bear.
You know, I could have sworn he was from Wales. You know? I thought he'd come out of the coal mines in Wales after, oh, why should I be the first boy in a thousand generations to come out of the coal mines? Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for picking up the phone. First time caller here.
Thank you.
So, wanted to talk about 2 points. One, you mentioned the quote from President Washington, how he didn't want the U.S. involved with foreign
entanglements. Yeah.
And so, yeah, exactly. That was as we were just becoming our own nation. We couldn't support or defend our own soil. And that was really the context that was missing with that quote. Nowadays, we're one of the biggest powers in the world. We need to support countries that can't defend themselves.
I disagree, Sean. I think now more than ever. I mean, before, when he said it, you're right, in what, 1799 or whenever, we did, or maybe 1795, we couldn't really get into that much trouble because we were such a weak power. Now we can get into serious, serious trouble, Sean. We're dealing here with a country that has 6,000 nuclear weapons. And, you know, it's one thing if they were threatening to invade us, but they're not threatening to invade us. They're operating in their backyard. You know, we have something called the Monroe Doctrine. You know what the Monroe Doctrine is, Sean?
Yes.
Tell me what it is. What is the Monroe Doctrine? Tell me.
Late 1700s, where we weren't going to intervene with certain countries because of our...
We said that no country should intervene in the Western Hemisphere because it was our turf. It was our sphere of influence. So if we have a Monroe Doctrine, why can't he have a Putin Doctrine? He's a monster. He's a fiend. But why are the rules different for us than for him?
Because this same thing happened in the 1930s with Nazi Germany taking over countries that they wanted to take over because they wanted to take over them.
Wait a second. First of all, Nazi Germany was a lot more powerful compared to its neighbors than Russia is compared to its neighbors. And the other thing is, what did Ukraine used to be part of, Sean?
Soviet Union.
Right. And that's Russia. So
right.
It's not like, you know, in Putin's eyes, he's not invading a foreign country. He's just, he's going into an area. The original two provinces that he was going after, and again, he's gone way beyond what I thought he would, But those are Russian majority provinces.
I don't see it stopping at those provinces. I see it continuing. And once
Ukraine, he's lost. He has struggled to take out a country that's not all that militarily powerful. Most people would say it's not powerful at all. How is he going to take out NATO?
You can't let an inch of space happen like that.
Sean, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Well, you're prime military age. Why don't you go down to the recruiting office tomorrow?
Yeah. I actually got out of the service, and that was my second point I wanted to talk about. I think her name was it Claire? That had
Carol?
We was in the service.
Carol.
Carol, that was it. So, all due respect to Carol and whoever might think this, I'm happy that my mother does not listen to this radio station because she'd be so upset that I'm about to say this. But you sign up for the U.S. military, you are signing up to support and defend the United States against any enemy, foreign and domestic.
Right.
You're absolutely. Well,
What is Russia doing to us that you have to defend against right now?
They are a enemy to other countries in the world. We need to be the security.
Well, I mean, Iran is an enemy to all of its neighbors, and we're going to give them billions of dollars and the wherewithal to construct nuclear weapons. I would dare say that Iran is a lot greater threat to the United States of America than Russia is. Why aren't we invading them? Hello?
I won't come at
that. Sean, you're 28. Why don't you go, if you feel this strongly, why don't you go down and re-enlist?
That is a good point.
That's the point I'm going to make. I mean, I'm following in the footsteps of my predecessor on this radio station, Jerry Williams, in the Hard Hat Brigade of 1970. When people would call up and say they were for the Vietnam War, it'd say, well, you know, why don't you enlist? Because there are a lot of people, and those were draftees, people serving that didn't want to be there. If you believe in it, and Sean at least served. I'm talking mainly to the man buns out there. You know, you guys want to go in there? Go ahead. 844-500-4242. Why wasn't Russia a problem when we had a real president? That's something that they can't seem to answer. 844-500-4242. The allergy season caused by trees begins in March and runs through June. This pollen is odorless, so you may not realize that allergy season has already started, but it has. One big collector of pollen is your car. You open and close the doors several times a day. That's why you need the Thunderstorm air purifier for your car. The Thunderstorm air purifier comes with a USB cord, and it is so quiet that you can still hear me talking on the radio while it's working. The Thunderstorm will also rid your vehicle of unpleasant odors. One customer wrote, quote, I bought the Thunderstorm air purifier for my son who has allergies. Since installing it in his room, he's had fewer problems, and he says the air smells cleaner. This is a great product for the price. Right now, speaking of price, you can get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand like I'm doing right now and plug it into the wall or your car. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Get ready for allergy season in your home and car right now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes
walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
I had a caller today to another talk show in the mid-morning, and he said, you know, you watch TV at night and you think that 99% of Americans are behind just, you know, going in there, you know, with fixed bayonets. But you go out on the street, people think about it. And you know, one of the VIPs was saying people have short memories, but we're not talking about Vietnam here. This is Iraq and Afghanistan. This is weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, at least they were giving you a reason. It turns out it wasn't true, but they gave you a reason. What exactly is the reason? There's not even a weapons of mass destruction here. It's just, oh, we have to go in to help. And Andrea Mitchell gives it away. Well, at least it may help the Democrats in the midterms. It's not exactly wag the dog because people are getting killed. It's a real war, but it's definitely Operation Change the Subject, isn't it? Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
One thing I think. Hello. So there's a couple points I'd like to make. My first point is, you know, you hear a lot of it on the news, and maybe from some of your callers that are for increasing involvement, is that the world is united against Russia in this circumstance. You know, I think that's a very North Atlantic view, because you got to stand back. China is with Russia in a lot of ways.
Right.
You have nations like India who they're eager for these sanctions and this war footing to tone down,
right,
so they can resume normal business activities. Same goes with
South Africa and Brazil.
Those are some
big countries that you just mentioned, China and India. Those are the two largest populations right there. And then throw in Iran. They're not on our side. And then Brazil and South Africa.
And you know, these nations are eager to get back to normal after COVID. They're not all, you know, there's going to be reverberations also. You already have China flirting with the Saudis to buy oil in the Chinese currency,
right,
which that could affect the valuation of our currency and everyone's savings and checking accounts.
Yeah, I certainly don't understand it, but I'll take the word of everybody who's saying that this would be really destructive. I mean, this would make us quite a bit poorer as Americans if the dollar is no longer the reserve currency. And we're just acting like nothing could ever happen. You know, all this stuff that, you know, Biden is doing, he's just kind of like blindly stumbling along. And then the amen chorus behind him, including a lot of Republicans, oh, Putin's just bluffing. Again, how do you know what anybody else is? You don't know what your kid is thinking. How do you know what Putin's thinking? I'm Howie Carr.